What's up, y'all? Summer's got a different tempo. Everything's a little looser, brighter. One plan turns into another. You hear something, you stay a little longer. Next thing you know, you're somewhere you didn't plan to be. It's those in-between moments. That's where the ideas hit. Conversations stretch out, little memories sneak up on you. And sometimes, it's just about what's in your hand. That color, that chill. The new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks. Guava and passion fruit flavors with mango pineapple flavored pearls. Yeah, that feels like summer before you even taste it. Funny how one small stop becomes the best part of the day. Start your summer rhythm with Starbucks. Try the new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks.
2 days call for cookouts and lots of laundry. This Memorial Day at Lowe's, save $80 on a Charbroil Performance Series 4-Burner Gas Grill. Now just $199. Plus, get up to 45% off select major appliances to keep dishes, clothes, and food fresh. Having fun in the sun is easy with us in your corner. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 5/27. While supplies last, selection varies by location. See associate or Lowe's.com for details.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Do ghosts sometimes get pleasure out of haunting the living? Can they mess with us in ways that we wouldn't expect or even know that they had the ability to do so? I like to think that if I'm ever a ghost, I may be doing things like that. Not necessarily to scare someone out of their wits, but just to have a little bit of fun. Let them know that I'm there. Maybe play with them a little bit. Maybe that's wrong and evil, I don't know, but I think it would be fun. So when I hear stories about ghosts messing with people, even in just the slightest ways, kind of makes me chuckle and go, yeah, I'll add that to my repertoire of what I may do someday. It's kind of add it to that list right there. In our next story, we hear about that, a haunting in an office place with a very long history. A building that's been many, many things over the past 100 years. Could it just be one of those spirits that's now messing with the person who calls it their office? Take a listen. I had an independent insurance agency in a small Texas panhandle town that was settled back in the wild and woolly days of the West. The first building in which our agency was located was a vacant space between two old buildings that someone had literally put down a wooden floor and erected a roof between, and ta-da, it was a building. Because of the way it was constructed, it was very long and narrow, 25 by 159 feet to be exact. Back then, it still sported the layout it had since being remodeled by an attorney in the 1960s. In addition to a somewhat small lobby area, there were three office suites off the long, narrow hallway that included a small secretary's office and a little larger office for the attorney just next to it. After the third suite, there was a very large office for the managing attorney. Then behind that, a break room type room, and then the back room that had been converted from a law library to an apartment at some point. One of the first businesses, if not the first, to inhabit the location was a pool hall. But think about the fights, injuries, and possible deaths that occurred in a place like that in the old West days. Sure lets your imagination run rampant. Anyway, when I bought the agency in 2012, I was told by one of the staff members that they thought it to be haunted. While this didn't discourage me, it very much made me excited to think about it. Paranormal events have peppered my 53 years on Earth, and since I was once married to the devil, not the devil, just a jackwagon that acted like the devil, not much scares me anymore. As business owners do, I worked a lot of nights and weekends when no one was in our office, nor were they in the adjacent building, since the sidewalks of this small town pretty much roll up at 5 on Friday and then get rolled back out Monday at 8. I did hear some inexplicable noises at times and always felt a weird presence in the big office. In fact, my boxer Charlie and Leslie loved going to work with me, and they would run like banshees up and down the long hall without a care in the world. But when they'd come close to the big office, they would both pin their ears back and hug the wall across from the door of that office, whether the door was open or not. I decided to name the ghost Boss, so when we'd all get to work or leave for the day, we'd greet or say goodbye to Boss and wish him good night or weekend. The thing that makes this story funny is that one night, after already putting in a very long day, I took a personal break and made the long walk from the front office suite where I officed back to the bathroom at the back of the building. I'd been listening to music on my phone and paused it before I got up. I left the bathroom and turned out the light, which left me in total darkness until I rounded the corner and could see the light from my office at a very, very far distance in the front. About midway down the hall in front of the open door of the big scary office and still not in the safety of the light, I heard a man's low creepy voice say, "Don't worry, I won't hurt you." Admittedly, I flipped out and ran all the way to my well-lit office and immediately fell into fits of laughter as I heard, "I only want you to come and have some fun," coming from my phone. It was the intro to 1999 by Prince. Was it a coincidence that these lyrics started playing on my phone the moment I returned to the office after hearing the creepy voice? I guess we'll never really know. No, will we?
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Want a commercial-free experience of the show with access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories? Sign up at Apple Podcasts right now and try it for 3 days free. ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories.